Slice Your Age, episode 33.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dave, and thanks so much for joining us for episode 33 of Slice Your Age. How you doing, Yoko?
Good.
Yoko, I want to tell you something. Before we even get started, I want to make a statement. I'm going to stick to this. This is going to be one of our favorite episodes today. It's episode 33, but I'm looking at my show notes already, and we got so many cool things to talk about today, Yoko. I don't even know if I can fit them all in, but it's going to be a great show. So to all of our listeners out there, all of our subscribers, all of our friends, you're in for a cool ride today because we got some great stuff for you.
So, I think it's always good, though.
True. Well, thanks for saying that, Yoko. We try to make every episode as good as we can. Excellent. You know, but some are better than some are my favorites. Some are not so much my. No, I think they're all good. I think they're all good. But Yoko, before we really get started with, okay, let me tease a few things. I'll talk to you about a few things that we are going to get into on the show really, really quickly. We got a great question from a listener who it's going to be some good discussion there. Great question from a listener. We're going to talk about gluten. What is it? Do you need to stay away from it? What's going on with it? What's the bottom line with gluten and should you avoid it or should you not even worry about it? What else do we have here? We'll talk a little bit about something that's going on with iTunes right now. We got a bunch of things and I hope to be able to get to, many of them, but Yoko, let's start off by just reminding people how they can get in touch with me and with you. This is Slice Your Age. You're not alone. We're trying to help you live your healthiest life ever, stronger, thinner, healthier, happier. And it's not just a matter of listening to the podcast, but Yoko and I are both here to help you. You can reach us. I'll just tell you some of the easiest ways to reach us. First of all, going to our Slice Your Age website, sliceyourage.com. We've got every back issue of the podcast, every back edition of the podcast that's always there. We've got a blog. We've got ways to contact us. Ask your question. Make comments. You know, we really appreciate it when you after an episode and you go back to the show notes. By the way, show notes are available for every episode about 24 to 48 hours later. Go ahead and get some discussion going on them. Don't be shy. We'd love to have you join in with us. As a matter of fact, Yoko, you might not even know this yet, but I just started. I just opened this up. It is a Slice Your Age hotline because some people just don't want to get on the computer and start typing in questions or making comments. So actually, it's a Slice Your Age hotline where all you have to do is dial a telephone number and leave a message. It can be a question, something you've always wanted to answer, something you need help with, something you need some coaching with. It could be a comment, a review, anything you want, you can leave it. Try to just speak very clearly because we might even use your voice on the show. But to get to our hotline, it's simply 410-429-7190. That's 410-429-7190. And I'll make sure this is posted in the show notes a day or two, 24 to 48 hours after this episode comes up.
Just leave the message?
Yeah, it's voicemail. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about getting one of us live because we don't pick up. It's an automated voicemail line. And you'll hear my voice at first, and then you'll leave a message, which, again, could be a question, a comment, any kind of feedback, anything you want. You can leave it on there. We will get back to you, I promise. And oftentimes we'll get back to you as a little segment on the show. But also you can reach us or you can hang with us on Facebook, facebook.com/sliceyourage. We have our fan base is growing there. You can hang with us there, ask questions, follow along there. And by the way, speaking about the actual podcast, what you're listening to right now, the Slice Your Age podcast, we really, really urge you. We highly recommend that you subscribe to the podcast. Go into iTunes and that's That's Phil. Wait, we have another guest. That's Phil the cat. Our cat is purring into the mic. Wait, can you hear that?
Can you hear?
Phil is purring into the mic. Phil is a happy cat, one of our three cats. but anyway, yeah, if you subscribe, it helps out the show, and also it guarantees that you will not miss an episode because it will be downloaded to your computer or your smartphone device as soon as it comes out every Thursday morning.
What the technology?
What's that?
What?
It's technology. Yeah, technology at its finest.
Technology.
Yeah, yeah. You can just subscribe. It's that
That's
easy.
Good.
It's good.
Easy.
It's easy to do. So do that. And I also want, you know, I don't know if I thank you yet on the show, but I try to start every single show off by thanking my listeners who I consider my friends, my followers, every single one of you, even though we may not have met face to face because I've got a growing number of listeners. But just imagine that we're all in the same room right now. And as I'm speaking, as Yoko, who is my co-host and wife, is speaking, we're looking directly at you. We're helping you. So even though, you know, this is coming over maybe the radio waves, or not really the radio waves, but the internet waves, or into your smartphone or to your device or however you may be listening, we're talking right to you. You are no longer alone in this journey because we're going to help you live your healthiest life ever. So I wanted to thank you. Our show is growing. I know I say this every week because it's growing by leaps and bounds every single week. I look at the stats and I try not to obsess over the stats too much. I try to spend most of my time coming up with really good content to give you all and really help you with your lives. But let's face it, as a podcaster, I want to make sure I've got the audience and I want to make sure it's a good audience and we're engaged and we're growing. So it's not only about the stats. It's not only about how many people are listening to us, but it's about how engaged you are. You know, we prefer that you ask us questions and come on and try to make comments and, you know, go on sliceyourage.com and hang with us. Send an email. By the way, the easiest way to email is simply sliceyourage@gmail.com. Yeah, we changed it. It used to be Run Dr. Dave. Now it's sliceyourage@gmail.com. Yoko, we want to hear from everybody. We will respond to every email, I promise you. It might not be right away. It might not be within the first 24 hours, but we will get to you as soon as we can. And oftentimes we will answer your questions on the show as we're going to be doing this. I'm going to say this evening because I always get caught up in that. It's actually, okay, I'll tell you when it is. We're recording this show. It's Sunday, May 11th, and it's Mother's Day. And we had some Mother's Day festivities today. And I want to share something with you. This is actually relevant. That's the reason I'm telling you this. Yoko, I don't know if you realize this, but I ate a $29 egg this morning when we met our family for Mother's Day. A $29 egg.
Yeah, kind of.
It was. I don't know if I look at that as a ripoff, or I should be happy, I should be sad, I should be upset, stressed out, pissed off about. I don't know, but it was one of the most expensive, probably the most expensive egg I've ever had in my life. I think I better explain. Yeah. I didn't just go to the store and buy a $29 egg, nor did I really go to a restaurant and order a $29 egg. But what we did, we met up with our family for brunch, for Mother's Day brunch, and my mom and my dad and my brothers and their, you know, wives and significant others. They were a lot of us hanging around this table. Now, I didn't really have the choice of where we were going. They all picked the place, and it happened to be a pretty nice restaurant that had a buffet going, had a special Mother's Day brunch buffet. Well, we go into this buffet and they've got French toast and pancakes and like deep fried potato. I don't know what they got, some kind of tater tots or something deep fried and bread and all kinds and the whole big thing of like roast beef they were carving, all this stuff that I don't eat. Mm. I don't eat this stuff. So I had, and they had some eggs now. So my decision was, my choice was, do I break my healthy eating habits and just go off menu one morning and just go wild and just get stuff that is unhealthy for me and just chalk it up to, you know, it's a holiday and not to worry about it? Or do I stick with my eating plan, my lifestyle? Do I stay with that? Well, Yoko, you know the answer.
Yeah, you are strong.
I'm pretty strong. I stuck to it. I stuck to the plan because this is, it's, as I told you on this show before, it's a lifestyle. It's not pick or choose. And if I'm in the mood, I eat well. And if I'm not in the mood, I'll start eating junk. It's not, no, it's a lifestyle, and you got to be pretty strict about it or it's not going to work. So I'm looking around the restaurant, and there, you know, most people in there, it's a lot of people are, I'm going to be kind about, I'm going to say this in the most gentle way I possibly can. A lot of people could stand to lose some weight. There were some people there that were over their ideal weight, let's just say. I don't want to put myself in that category. I don't want to be looking like that. So I'm very strict and went through this buffet line and I got one egg. Now, no matter how much or how little you eat, the charge, it was $29 to be in this buffet. $29. Now,
yeah.
I got one egg. I didn't get any toast. I don't eat bread unless it's gluten-free. And even when I eat that, I eat very little of it. I didn't eat the meat. I didn't eat those deep-fried potato things. I would eat some potatoes, but these were like just totally deep-fried in grease. I didn't want those. So my one egg today cost me $29. Now, I did have some water, and Yoko and I did split a carafe, a little French press carafe, whatever you'd like to call that, of
decaf
coffee, which was some kind of local coffee, which actually tasted pretty good. Drank it black, absolutely no sugar, no sweetener, no milk, nothing like that in there. So a little bit of decaf coffee with my egg, $29. Thank you. Sign form.
I mean, well, special Mother's Day.
It was a special Mother's Day, but Yoko, I was looking around at the table. Now, you eat very well. You're very, very careful, because if you weren't, we have the same philosophy, Yoko. And, I looked at you, you're eating it very good, small portion. But, Yoko, I also looked at everybody else at the table eating. And people were piling stuff on those plates like there's no tomorrow.
But that's for buffet.
That's for buffet. That's right. A buffet, it's very tempting to eat a lot. Now, I'm pretty strong will. I've got willpower, Yoko. You do too. In fact, Yoko, is funny because my dad looked at my plate and he said, "Dave, is that all you're eating?" And I said, "Yeah, Dad. This is all I'm eating." He said, "Yeah, you're pretty strict. You stick to it." And I said, "Yeah, I do, because again, it's a lifestyle." So, listeners, friends, you know, we talked about this back around the holidays. When I say the holidays, I'm talking about Christmas and New Year's, and you know, because a lot of people have the tendency to overeat, overparty, overdrink, but it goes all year round. There's always some kind of holiday or some kind of festivity. You know, a couple weeks ago was Easter. Now it's Mother's Day. Pretty soon it's going to be Father's Day. Then July 4th with all the barbecues going.
Hey, Memorial Day too.
Memorial Day. Forgot about Memorial Day. Thank you. So there's always a holiday. There's always going to be an excuse to overeat, to eat dessert, to pile the food on your plate, to eat, to drink alcohol. There's always going to be a reason to do it. And if you're not pretty strict, you're not going to achieve your goal. Now, I can't come to you live and force you to eat certain things and not eat certain things. I can't do that. I'd love to be able to do it if I could, but I can't. We're here in Maryland. If you listen to my voice, I'm begging you to please be very careful and don't be tempted when that food comes around, no matter whether you're at somebody's house for a dinner party, whether you're out to breakfast, whether you're at a buffet, whether you're at a birthday party, it doesn't really matter. You have to be very, very strong and you know, let people question you. Let people say, "Hey, Dave, how come you're not eating? How come they probably want to say, "How come you're not overeating like all the rest of us?" But I never try to make fun of anybody else. I never try to, you know, if I'm at a party, I never say, "Hey, you shouldn't be eating that." I don't do that. But I am very, very careful about what I eat. And Yoko, you are too. And Yoko, lately, we've been talking about this a little bit on the show. We have not been eating any meat. We're working on that for several reasons, health reasons, for the love of animals. We just started a little while ago really trying to stay away from the meat. Now we're eating some fish, not overdoing, eating some fish, but we're trying to get most of our food from, I would say, plant-based, mostly whole foods, which means we try to stay away from anything processed. We're doing a pretty good job at it, Yoko, I think. I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So That's my story on the $29 egg. I am not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not upset that I spent $29 this morning on one egg. That's the way it goes. I feel good right now. I feel thin. I feel strong. And it's, Yoko, it's, I think it's okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. And about meat, I just don't feel like I don't, how do you say? I don't like the heavy feeling after I eat meat. That's why I haven't eaten any meat.
Now, it's funny because Yoko, for as long as we've known each other, we've always eaten meat. Now, we've always been.
We
have loved it. But Yoko, even within the past year, I would say, or even more than a year, we've been very, very careful.
Yeah, small portions.
Not only that, small portions, that's correct, small portions, but very careful about where we get our meat from. And we would not get any meat from factory farms, and we try to make sure, to the best of our ability, let's face it, we go to a restaurant that's not necessarily farm to table. We don't have any control over where the meat came from. So we try to do our best as much as we could. But we've actually taken it to the next level now where we're really not eating meat. And how long will this go? We're going to find out. We'll keep you informed as we go along, Slice Your Age. Like you just said, Yoko, right now it's funny. I don't have the desire to eat it.
Right.
I saw at the brunch several people at our table this morning that just piled a bunch of that. What was it? I guess it was sliced roast beef? Like it was some kind of meat. What was it? What do you call that?
Thick,
very thick. Like maybe it was, I don't know if it was prime rib or let's just say it was very thick meat. That's all we have to say. We don't have to say anything more than that. It was very, very thickly sliced beef. And yeah, Yoko, just like you said, I did not miss it. I didn't have the urge to eat any of it, taste any of it. I would never knock anybody or scold anybody at our table for eating it. No, it's their choice, and I don't look down upon it.
And it could be, better for your body too, for
nutrition.
Yeah, nutrition.
I'm starting to think not.
But it's whatever you want to do.
Yeah. It's a person. It's as Sandy says. Sandy is our yoga instructor, and she's a vegan. And we're not vegans, but as Sandy says, it's totally a personal decision. She's not out there to tell anybody what to do. She's out there to give information, and you make your own decision. And that's what we're doing. We're giving information. We'll never tell you have to do this or have to do that, but we'll give you information.
That's what we have been doing. Let's see what's going to happen.
Right. Exactly. So Yoko, I did not miss the meat this morning. And I was actually, when I saw a lot of meat piled on people's, I mean, I'm talking about huge portions of meat piled on plates. I didn't miss it at all. I did not miss it. Yoko, what do you think about gluten? What is gluten?
Gluten.
What is gluten? What do you think gluten
substance
is?
Substance in the wheat.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Now it's a protein that's a protein complex, I would say, that comes from wheat and other types of grains. It's funny, Yoko. There was a video that came by my desk, came on my computer. Somebody sent it to me very recently, within the past couple days. Jimmy Kimmel. I'm not a TV watcher. I'm really not a TV watcher at all. I think it's the Jimmy Kimmel Show. If I got that wrong, I really apologize to my listeners. But one of the things, the phone's ringing in the studio here. Hang on one second. Let me get rid of that. Hang on one second, people. Got to get rid of that. That's a no-no. To have a landline phone ring in the studio, Yoko, while we're doing a podcast, and we're not even going to edit this out. You know something? We're not going to edit it out. I wish it would stop ringing, though. It's got to go into voicemail pretty soon. There you go. Sorry about that, listeners. That's never happened on the show. I've got a landline phone sitting in the studio, and I have to admit, I forgot to mute it. And we really rarely get calls on the landline. So it's sitting here next to the mics, as you could tell. all kind of noises. This is, well, we're not going to edit anything out. We just go with the flow here. It's kind of down and dirty. That's the way it is here. But Yoko, you're correct. I was talking about the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and as I was about to say before the phone rang, mm-hmm. I am one, and I think Yoko, you are too. I'm so out of touch with what do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Like pop culture, TV. Yoko and I just don't watch much TV at all, and so nor do we watch a lot of movies. We've got so many other things we do. Quite honestly, I just don't have time to sit down and spend my time watching TV. That's my choice. Again, I don't look down upon anybody that does it, but Yoko and I are usually outside walking or running or skiing or something like that, which that takes our time. And by the time we get back from doing whatever we're doing, one of the last things we do is just sit down and watch TV. So I apologize if I got this wrong. I think it's the Jimmy Kimmel Show. He's the one that took over for Jay Leno, I think, on NBC. That shows how much I know. But that's not even the point. That's not important. A video came by my computer, and it was Jimmy Kimmel doing an on-the-street interview, asking people that were gluten-free. He found a bunch of people just on the street at random. These people mm-hmm. were gluten-free. Mm-hmm. And he's asking them, well, what is gluten? And I think he asked about five people, something like that. And they were all they looked really good. Like one guy was jogging, one guy looked like had his shirt off, and he looked just strong and everything. And these, they would all say that I'm gluten free. And when they were asked what gluten is, Yoko, do you realize nobody got it right?
Really?
Nobody got it right.
What
nobody.
Did they think?
Some people just said somebody was very honest and said, you know, I'm gluten free, but quite honestly, I don't even know what gluten is. Yeah, I admit. They said I haven't done my research, but I just don't like it or something like that. And one guy I think said, you know, I think we should have our listeners watch the video. If you do a Google search, I'll put it up on the show notes. But if you do a Google search for Jimmy Kimmel, what is gluten video, it'll come up definitely if you Google that. But we'll make sure we put that on the show notes because it's something you need to watch. Because the point is, Yoko, one person said that it's wheat. Gluten is wheat, which is totally not true. Yoko, you were right. It's substance in wheat and other grains, and the substance happens to be kind of like a little mixture of protein, which is a very sticky substance. That's a gluten. The derivative of that word is glue, from glue, like sticky. It's also one of the things that helps the dough become kind of like sticky. It gives the dough the sticky consistency that it takes. But gluten, it seems like it's almost like a fad right now. Like so many people are dropping gluten from their diets. I'm gluten free. I'm gluten free. Oh, I'm gluten free.
What's in it?
What's in gluten?
I mean, no, like which food contains gluten?
Oh yeah. Well, that's a great question, Yoko. Well, mainly, it's mainly grains, and when you think of definitely wheat. Let's see if I have a list of some of the grains that.
So in other words, grain, but what? Bread?
Well, any bread that's made out of wheat, barley, rye, spelt. Those are four of the grains that absolutely have gluten. Rice does not contain gluten. Rice is gluten free. But Yoko, you know, in the past, most of the people that did not eat gluten were people that had something called celiac disease. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disease that affects your gut, your intestines. And when you have celiac disease and you eat anything that contains gluten, you get all kinds of pretty bad effects, pretty bad symptoms from that. Bloating, discomfort, diarrhea, constipation, some pretty bad things. It really affects you in a very, very bad way. So anybody that has celiac disease has known for years that they can't eat gluten. Having a gluten-free diet is really the only way to manage. There's no cure for celiac disease, but it's the only way to really manage it. But more recently, a lot of people are going gluten-free, and some people say, well, it's a fad. Some people say there's no reason to, and other people say, well, yeah, you know, there is a reason to be gluten-free for some people, because even if you're not celiac, or even if you don't have celiac disease, there can be some disorders, some effects on your body. And I'm at a page right here online. I'll just read a couple of the things. Now, celiac disease is again, that's one of the problems, one of the things that gluten will affect. But you could have gluten sensitivity and not have celiac disease. And some of the symptoms would be bloating, abdominal discomfort, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation. I don't think you now. It's interesting how you can have both diarrhea and constipation, hopefully not at the same time. Muscular disturbances, aches, headaches, migraines, severe acne. That's very interesting, acne. Mm. So it definitely can affect the skin. Fatigue, bone or joint pain. The list goes on and on and on. Mm. So some people, even though they're not celiacs, can have some gluten sensitivity. Mm. Now, Yoko, you know, in the past, and I know I've talked about this on the show before, but God, how many years ago? This was probably about 5 years ago or so, something like that. Five years ago, when I was experiencing some kind of weird things going on with my body. I mean, nothing, thank God, nothing was really serious, but some of the things I'll remind my listeners, or if this is the first time listening, I'll tell you what I had going on about 5 years ago. Number one, I was tired a lot. I had acid reflux, which means like I had a lot of it was unpredictable. Sometimes I just have that pain kind of like in my esophagus, kind of going down to your chest. It can be really, really painful, but it's acid reflux. I had psoriasis and again, nothing terrible, but definitely had some red patches on my skin in certain areas that just would not go away. Mm. I had muscular pain, especially like after I'd work out, I'd be not only be really tired, but my muscles would just really ache a lot. There was a while, Yoko, remember I was hoarse. I didn't have a voice for right. for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And I speak for a living. I'm not only do I do this podcast, but I'm frequently traveling and speaking to groups. As a matter of fact, as a little quick aside, if you're in the Maryland area or anywhere near Maryland, in June, next month, I'm going to be, June 10th it is, I believe, it's a Tuesday, I'm going to be speaking to a great networking group in the Reisterstown Owings Mills area. It's actually called the Executive Professional Networking Group of HSC. They've got a Facebook page. I'm going to be giving them 1 hour that's going to be so motivating, inspirational. It's going to be full of great tips, way to live your life better, be healthier, stronger. You know, the whole deal. Yoko's going to be there with me. She may not be speaking, but she's going to be helping me there, supporting me, helping me set up the equipment and stuff like that. So we'll be there. Again, it's called the Executive Professional Networking Group of HSC. They have a Facebook page, which is simply called Network at HSC. Network at HSC. Check it out if you want to get there. Check the Facebook page to find out how you can get there. But it's going to be June 10th in the Maryland area. And if you're anywhere within a 100-mile radius, I'm going to recommend you try to get over here. I'd love to meet you in person. So please come on by. And how do we get off on that little tangent? Well, I was talking about, about 5 years ago, I was very hoarse. And I speak for a living. That's one of the things I do. So I had all these kind of weird symptoms, and some of them had been going on for quite some time, like the psoriasis. So I started doing a lot of reading, looked into a lot of things. I eliminated some things from my diet. What did I eliminate? Yoko, you might have to help me. Well, one thing was gluten. I will tell you that one thing was gluten. And right. Why did I do it? Just because I felt that I could have some sensitivity and I wasn't sure what it was, but I wanted to eliminate some of the things that maybe there was a high probability I'd be sensitive to. So I eliminated gluten. I eliminated caffeine, any alcohol, sugar. What else, Yoko? I'm trying to think what else. Peanuts, because peanuts are moldy. Mm. I was very strict on the type of tea because I didn't want any kind of tea that or coffee. So the only tea I drank, mainly drank water, but the only tea I would touch would be chamomile tea. There might have been a couple other things. Cheeses, I think I cheeses and dairy products because of the mold in cheese and things like that. But anyway, so the bottom line is, within several weeks of eliminating these foods, including gluten, I noticed a tremendous difference in my body. Not just a little bit. I mean a tremendous difference. And that's all I did. I didn't change anything else in my habits, with my habits, except for changing my food, the food I was eating. And Yoko can vouch for this. My skin got better almost immediately to like the best it ever was. I wasn't tired anymore. I stopped aching. Yoko, my hoarseness went away. My acid reflux, I did not have another bout of acid reflux since I started eating healthier like that. And when I say healthier, I always ate healthy. I thought I did, but I just removed these certain things from my diet, including gluten. Now, have I gone back to eating gluten? Not really. Now, occasionally, I'm not like super, super, super strict like a celiac. Somebody with celiac disease, they've got to be so darn careful. When they go into a restaurant, it's like they need to talk to the chef. And they need to say, look, my food cannot even be prepared on the stove in a pot in anything that touched anything that had gluten on it at one time. That's how strict they have to be. Now, I'm not that strict. So, yeah, I'm getting probably a little bit of gluten in my body, but very little. But I'm still noticing that, I mean, 5 years later, Yoko can tell you it's been amazing. So, I'm one of those people that removed gluten from my body, from my eating, not because I had celiac disease, but because I felt that there was a high probability that I was just sensitive to it in other ways.
Mm-hmm. And some athletes do gluten-free because that's that makes better performance.
Being gluten-free makes you perform better, like in athletics, mm-hmm. in sports?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. Unless you're truly sensitive to it. But
well,
if
I don't know. Like I just saw some blogs, and then they are doing gluten free because they kind of compete, you know, either run or bikes or whatever they do.
Interesting. So yeah. Yoko, I didn't even know about that. So a lot of people are going gluten free. I would suggest. Not just doing it because it's kind of like the cool thing to do, but truly do it only if you think there's a good chance you might have some sensitivity to gluten. And the way you find out, I think the easiest way, really, I mean, look, you could probably have some type of testing, I'm sure. But the easiest way, if you're having any kind of weird symptoms like I was having, try removing it from your diet and see what happens. I noticed a tremendous difference within a short time, three weeks, tremendous difference. So I knew it was the right thing for me. But is it the right thing for everybody? No, not necessarily. But again, Yoko and I really, Yoko, you eat bread. I don't really eat bread because, again, I think bread is just something I want to stay away from.
Have to careful about soy sauce too.
That's a good point. Soy sauce has, believe it or not, the second ingredient in soy sauce is wheat. After water, it's wheat. So we got to be careful about that because if you want to remove gluten from your diet, you've got to get gluten-free soy sauce.
Yeah.
And speaking of soy, Yoko, I don't know if I was going to talk about this on another show or not, but while we're talking about food and soy, anything with soybeans or soybean oil, you need to be careful about because at least in the United States, I know we've got a lot of listeners outside of the USA, but in the U.S., and I don't know what the number is outside of the U.S., but in the U.S., roughly 90% of soybeans are GMO. And if you're not sure what GMO means, it's three letters. It stands for genetically modified organisms. So something associated with the soybeans, the way they're being processed or something, or the way they're being grown, they're genetically modified. Which there's a lot of controversy about that, and a lot of people are saying that to stay away from anything that's GMO because we're basically messing with the DNA of these grains or anything that is GMO, genetically modified. And we just don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on us. We're taking things into our body that have the DNA modified. I mean, I'm not so sure it's good. We try to stay away. So when you're buying food, look for anything that's non-GMO. It should say it on the label, non-GMO. As a matter of fact, I will thank Phyllis Ann. Again, I've mentioned Phyllis Ann on the show several times because she is a one of our super listeners, super fans, which means when I say super listener, super fan, she listens to every show and she's always emailing, Facebooking, and she's really, really active on our site. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm saying that is because Phyllis Ann just sent in not only a recipe, let me see if I can get it up here. Not only a recipe for mayonnaise. It's what kind of mayonnaise is this? It's mayonnaise that you actually make at home, because she's done a lot of research into this, and regular store bought mayonnaise, even when you buy it from a health food store, a store that's quote unquote healthy, has good stuff. A lot of them are not really all that good. And let me tell you what her, Yoko, it's pretty scary out there. Really. What's out there. She's telling us that most, and she's done the research on this, most mayonnaise out there, even the so-called quote-unquote healthy mayonnaises, are made from GMO soybeans. Her recipe is actually called coconut olive oil mayonnaise, and it's also, I'm gonna pronounce this PUFA, or P-U-F-A, PUFA free, and PUFA stands for, let's see, let me get the correct before I... polyunsaturated fatty acids. So it's PUFA free. She has no polyunsaturated fatty acids. Check out her recipe. Not only does she give a really cool recipe on sliceyourage.com under healthy recipes under that tab, but after she gives the recipe, she goes on and answers. She gives frequently asked questions. It's a really, really great post that Phyllis submitted. So we put it right up there. So Phyllis, thank you so much. Phyllis has submitted actually at least two other recipes. I know she gave us the healthy flourless black bean avocado brownies, vegan and gluten free, and she also gave us Moroccan cauliflower steaks. And these are not steaks; they're not made out of meat. They're actually steaks made out of cauliflower. Delicious. And what else did Phyllis give us? She gave us stir fried beef and cabbage, which maybe if you eat meat, it's worth trying that too, because Phyllis does her homework. She does her research. So check out her recipes as well as her guest posts under the recipes. There's some really, really good stuff out there from Phyllis.
Yep. Thank you very much.
So Yoko, we have a, we actually have a question from a listener.
Okay.
And I promised her I would change her name, because you'll see the question is a little bit on the sensitive side. And I told her we would read this and answer it on the show, but we would not give her real name. So let me go ahead and read the question first. And then Yoko, we're going to help. Her name is Kay. And again, I've changed her name. So her name's not really Kay. But we're going to be calling her Kay on the show here. But I'm going to go ahead and read Kay's question. I'm going to read it totally word for word. It's a little lengthy, but let's go with it. Hi, Dave. I'm an 18-year-old female with lots of hopes and dreams. My biggest goal is to become healthy. I suffer from bipolar, ADD, anxiety, stress, and depression. I quit smoking 2 weeks ago, and I'm just wondering if you have any advice on how fast and hard I should push myself. I started walking and jogging with my dog, and I was happy when I did not run out of breath. Before I go to class, I do a run, and before I go to bed, I've been doing a bit of yoga and meditating, as it helps my anxiety. I'm trying to get off my depression and anxiety medications, but I need a simple solution. And she says, help. Signed, K. Well, Yoko, what do you think? First of all, I thank K for having the guts to send this question in and admit that she's going through some tough times in her life with the depression, the ADD, and these are things that are probably been with her for quite some time. I'm sure, probably maybe for her whole life. I'm not really sure, But so thank you for submitting the question, Kay. We appreciate that, and we're going to help you as best as we can. Yoko, I'll start off.
Okay.
Unless, do you want to?
You.
I'll start off by first of all saying that, Kay, you're doing so many things right. So congratulations. I mean, your goal is to become healthy. So already you've quit smoking. Congratulations. That's one of the greatest things you could have done. Get rid of the cigarettes. Get rid of the tobacco. Do not ever go back to smoking, please. I say never, never, never go back to smoking. Also, you're walking and jogging with your dog. And so congratulations. I mean, you know, Kay, if you've listened, been a listener for quite some time, even though Yoko and I run marathons and backpack for a week straight, we still say that walking is perhaps the best exercise out there. So, Kay, if you can, I'm not sure how long you're walking, but if you can get up to what we call the magic four, we really believe when you get to the 4 mile point, 4 miles of walking straight, you're going to see some incredible changes in the way you look and feel. Seriously, so I really think it can absolutely help anxiety, stress, depression. I'm positive of that. I would assume it's going to it could have a positive effect on any bipolar condition you may have. So keep up the walking and jogging. Don't stop it. You don't have to do it every single day, but try to do it as often as you can and try your best to get to the magic four. When you get to the 4 mile point, you'll see some big things happening. And before you go to bed, you're doing yoga and meditation, and that helps your anxiety. So what I'm going to say, and I'm going to let Yoko chime in here in a second, you're doing exactly what I would have told you to do, and you're doing them before I told you. So you're doing it right. Keep that up. Yoko, what would you like to add to that?
But already sounds good. She's doing well. Just keep doing it.
Right. Keep doing what you're doing. And Kay, what I would recommend is make sure you're eating to the healthiest foods you can. If you're not sure, you know, go back and listen to some past episodes. We talk quite a bit about eating. We'll talk more in the future. Of course we will. But I'd say with your depression and anxiety and stress, I would absolutely eliminate the sugars, the desserts, the simple carbs like that, because what that's going to do, it's going to really give you the sugar high. Then after you get the sugar high, a very short time afterwards, an hour later, you're going to crash. You're going to feel very low. You're going to feel tired. Then you're going to want to build that back up, and it's very easy to go back to dessert. So I would absolutely make sure you're eliminating all sugars, desserts, caffeine, soda, whether it's diet or regular, no soda whatsoever. But you're doing the right stuff. So I congratulate you.
And maybe sleep well too. Don't stay up too late. Wake up early and make like rhythm of that daily life.
Make what of your daily life?
Rhythm.
A rhythm. So in other words, yeah, rhythm. Very good point, Yoga. So in other words, do the same things kind of at the same time every day. Like in other words, don't one day go to sleep at 9 p.m., then the next day go to sleep at midnight and be all over the map. You want to pretty much, like Yoko and I have said in previous episodes, we try to go to bed fairly early, almost the same time every evening. We go to bed somewhere in the range. There are exceptions. There are always exceptions, but pretty much in the range, I'm going to say safely 9:30 to 10 p.m., somewhere in there. Sometimes a little bit earlier, but we also get up early. But still doing that, I can easily get an eight hours worth of sleep and get up at 6 a.m. or 5:30 or 6 a.m. and go out for a run and do some type of exercise before you start the day. We talked in the past about a morning ritual, and Yoko and I both believe very strongly in the morning ritual. Your morning ritual might be just getting up super early and sitting and meditating or thinking about what you're going to do during the day, or eating a nice little breakfast. I mean, without rushing, that could be your morning ritual. But the point is, don't ever jump out of bed with 5 minutes to go and you got to race to work quickly and shove a donut in your mouth and drink some coffee. That's not healthy. That's not a morning ritual. You want to wake up way in advance of when you need to be at work or school and just really take your time, plan out the day, be real calm, meditate if you can, but just be real kind. Just do some things in the morning you like to get done before your day starts. So, Kay, I hope we answered your question, but I think first and foremost, you're off to a fantastic start. Everything you said is actually very, very positive, and you're doing a great job. So keep it up. And check in with us, Kay, after a couple months or so. Let us know how you're doing. If you have any questions about anything specific, whether it's eating or an exercise or something like that, feel free to ask us. We're here for you. We'd love to hear your progress, and good luck to you. And again, just do not ever touch the tobacco again, Kay, please. That's just poison that's going to kill you. So don't do that. Yoko, anything else we need to touch on that we forgot about today?
I don't have notes, so you tell me.
Well, I got some notes here, but there are a few things I wanted to get into, but they're going to take a little more time than we have left in the show. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, Yoko. We got some fantastic stuff to take us into the next episode, which will be episode 34. So that's going to be, I hope this, you know, I started the show today saying this is going to be a fantastic episode, which you immediately said, Yoko, you said, well, they're all good episodes. And I agree. But this, I just had some cool things. I mean, talking about the $29 egg, I mean, come on now, paying $29 to eat an egg, kind of ridiculous, but there was a reason for that. So I just think we had some good stuff today. Make sure you check out the show notes again, which are always put up online on sliceyourage.com within 48 hours of each show being released, which is they come out every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So, Yoko, I think this is going to put another show in the books. I think we're done.
Okay.
Even though the show's over, please make sure you hang out with us on Facebook at Slice Your Age, Twitter at David Maddo, DavidMadow, or at the very least, head over to sliceyourage.com. We're there. Send us an email, sliceyourage@gmail.com. And remember, our brand new Slice Your Age hotline. Get your questions in there at 410-429-7190. I'm Dr. Dave, Dr. David Maddo. Thanks so much for being with us.
And Yoko.
We will see you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.